This weekend in Boston, the future came a little closer, about 3.5 miles closer. That is the length of a tunnel connecting the Ted Williams Tunnel to Interstate 90. And after 12 years of the gigantic public works project known as the Big Dig, the connecting tunnel was finally open to traffic. One small step for the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority, perhaps. But for people in Boston, think Promontory Point, Utah. Think the Panama Canal. Rich Kirkland is Director of Operations for Metro Network Shadow Broadcasting, which is a traffic reporting company in Boston. They broadcast metro traffic reports. Rich, how important is this new connecting tunnel to people there?
Well, it is, Robert, quite important. Consider the fact that most commuters will save about 30 minutes a day going from the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is I-90, to Logan Airport in Boston. It usually took 45 minutes. It will take now about 15, which is just terrific.
And it took only 12 years.
And it took only 12 years and about $6 billion. That's what it'd be. And that's pretty big bucks in my hometown.
Put this in the context of the Big Dig as a whole and how much had been done before and what's still to be done there.
Well, there's a lot to be done. This is for the out-of-town audience. This is an east-west connector that connects the Massachusetts Turnpike to Logan Airport. Still to be finished will be the guts of the Big Dig, the I-93 connector, which is north-south. Next month, we'll get the northbound side of I-93 completed, and then a year from now, we're told anyway, the southbound side of 93 through the middle of Boston will be completed, and then a year from that, maybe the whole job will be done. So we're pretty close now.
And do people all over Boston now say, I knew this would always work, and it's all been worth the wait?
No, I don't think they're saying that yet. Everybody still says, God, that's a lot of money, but it will save you some time. I think the people in Boston, and indeed New England, Robert, because that's what kind of an impact this project will have on the area, are looking to be very proud of the project. They're shocked at the cost, but I think we want to be proud of the project, and we really do believe it will help us all get around easier, and it certainly will help Boston look better because it'll take down a very ugly highway we call the Central Artery and replace it with parkland.
Now, do you folks at Metro Traffic have to have regular seminars with your reporters to go over what is changing every month with traffic in Boston?
Oh, almost. But they seem to make the changes for us at convenient times. For instance, they opened up this, what we like to call the Logan Link, and they opened up on a holiday weekend, Martin Luther King weekend. So the traffic volume is quite light Saturday, Sunday, and quite light today, Monday. So we get a chance to kind of break it all in and get used to how what we will call it, how we report on it. And the commuter gets a bit of a break, too, because there's not a lot of traffic out there today.
So tomorrow morning, rush hour, it's a whole new world for your guys.
Yeah, tomorrow morning will be the real test.
Well, Rich Kirkland of Metro Traffic in Boston, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.